The new Premier League season is almost upon us and important predictions must be made. How will Chelsea cope with all those new signings? How will Liverpool cope with no new signings? And how will Lionel Messi cope with a rainy Tuesday night at Burnley? This is In a Plane Repair. You are listening to In Airplane Repair, the most uncensored, unedited, and unpredictable podcast anywhere in the month of September. Joining me today to discuss how the league table will look at the end of the season and much more predictions beside that, our very unpredictable emotions expert and statistical analyst Otto_Wolf is here. Welcome to the pod.
Hello, it's great to be here. I'm really excited for the predictions and the excitement.
I'm excited to have you here. And welcome back to the pod. I predict he will have some expertise in the psychological department. Jasper Kawaja, welcome back.
Thank you very much. I hope to add some psychological knowledge. I'll try my best.
Really missing it last one.
I'll try.
And ever present on the pod, that's one thing you can predict. At the J Doggy Dog.
Welcome. The man without a life.
Our fan on the road.
Yeah.
Is he now though? Is there a road to travel on?
The virtual road.
On the virtual road. Okay, let's just get straight into this. So For you listening, you won't be aware of all the prep that's gone into this, but essentially the pilot pundits have predicted how they think the Premier League table will finish, and I have combined their tables into one super table, and we have super table, and at the top, do you want to go top? Should we go top down or bottom up?
Should we go bottom up? Should we build up?
Because the thing is, do we have anything to say about, like, Brighton? That's the only problem.
Everyone has stuff to say about Brighton.
Well, then we can just make it quick. We can make it quick, yeah?
Oh, so you do want to go bottom up?
Relegation.
Yeah.
Okay.
And also, the listeners don't know that we don't know what the combined table is, do we?
Yeah, we can skip for it. We can, like, we've all got, like, one veto for a team that's too boring to chat.
Okay, so we have essentially relegated West Ham, Brighton, and Villa. Villa finishing, they got the lowest score. So
number 20 was Aston Villa.
They're dead and buried, pretty much, yeah. Pretty much dead and buried. Everybody put Villa as bottom, so...
Did we? Oh, good work, guys.
Apart from...
No.
I put Fulham bottom.
Johnny.
Fuck off, mate. Thank God
I'm second bottom, so where did
I'm raising the average big time.
Otto, what is it about Villa that just means they're going to be rooted to that bottom spot?
I didn't put Villa bottom.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I sent it to you, but I didn't actually include Villa.
Okay.
An
unpredictable start to the pod.
I'm just looking at my table. I didn't put Villa in the. I must have put in a team that didn't get relegated.
Okay. All right. We're off to a roaring start.
But yeah, they're going to lose Jack Grealish, aren't they?
Are they? Where's he going to go?
Or are they not? I thought Tottenham were going to buy him. Is that early on in the transfer? Is it not actually going to happen? So I've been really thrown by my lack of Villa in my team.
Okay.
Because I can't talk about it in the context of what I think.
Let's go.
Because I don't have an opinion.
Right, let's go top down. Let's go top down. Because then we can talk about Messi. Then we can talk about Messi as well. So, okay, we've put Man City top. Everyone said they were going to win the league. So,
of the messy rumours when we were doing those tables.
Yeah, okay, let's go, Jasper. Messi, some people say it might not even make Man City a better team. I mean, do they need any more attackers?
He'll make them a better team, for sure. But it is a good point. Will he... because their issue's been defensively, and will he help out defensively? Who knows? Will other teams be scared and terrified and not even attack at all?
They'll just be so scared.
When Messi's on the pitch, you have to have one person man marking him, so you're kind of playing against 10 players instead of 11.
But it can sometimes be harder for the team with the 11 men, can't it?
Yeah.
I mean, they've got other issues. They've got Aki, haven't they?
They've got Aki.
He's just a sub, isn't he? He's not actually going to go to the first team.
I imagine so, but they need another centre-back, really.
Because Laporte's left-footed and Ake's left-footed.
Yeah.
So Ake's the replacement for Laporte, but it's the right-footed centre-back that the problem is.
They need someone, don't they?
I mean, they haven't had any problem scoring goals. I mean, you know, Johnny, as a fan, obviously, you know, I mean, Messi is irresistible, but what do you want as a fan? More goals or a better defence?
Well, I mean,
less goals. As a fan, I just want a bit more moderation.
Yeah, I mean, if you're City, you obviously want a better defence. But
I'm getting tired in the stand having to jump up and down exactly. So often in a game. I just can't take anymore. Yeah. Just want to sit and chill.
It's boring with City because they just score so early. So yeah, they definitely want fewer goals this year. No, I think you should probably... I mean, like, having Messi on team is just the dream of all football fans, isn't it? I feel like I would happily concede 3 more goals a game if I had Messi on my team.
Because you're going to score more, or because you're just the presence of Messi?
You would score a few more, but it'd be worth it.
There you come.
Okay. Maybe a psychological boost.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay. So they're nailed on, basically. So that means...
Is it going to happen? Is the Messi transfer going to happen? Because it's all getting quite technical, isn't it? And they're saying that... Well, Barca wants someone to have to pay his buyout clause, which is like 700 million.
Yeah. I would imagine they'll settle on a more normal but still ridiculous fee.
Apparently, it's... I saw a thing today saying Messi was going to get paid.
Whoa.
Messi was going to get paid. I imagine he would get paid. It might be a deal where he ends up at like New York or something.
But did you hear what I said at my internet, Kay?
No, you weren't.
He's going to get paid.
Yeah, but the reason why it's worth so much was because he gets, in his contract, he gets like a certain amount of equity of the company when he retires.
Oh, so it's like a David Beckham.
So he plays for 5 years for the City Financial Group.
Yeah.
An amount of years with Man City. Whenever he starts to fade, he goes to New York. And then afterwards, he gets shares in the City Financial Group that are valued at around 0.7 billion a week over that five. Like, when you work it out in terms of his contract over those 5 years.
Okay, fuck.
He's playing for about 0.7 billion a week.
But 0.7 billion pounds.
A week.
I think 700 million pounds.
That sounds
a week.
No, 7 billion.
You can tweet us.
I can't believe it.
But I'm making richer than most countries in the world, it seems.
I mean, my initial thought when I just think about young Phil Foden, you know? I mean, where is the place for... This is meant to be his year to seize the day.
Is he not the David Silva replacement?
Oh, I thought that's Bernardo Silva.
You know, the good thing about Messi, he's quite good at building up young players. Yeah, like, for Neymar, he was really good.
Name some more young players.
Ousmane Dembele, he was very supportive of.
He just injured.
That's not Messi's fault, but he was very nice.
It wasn't nice to him after that goal, and, you know, he missed that open goal in the Nou Camp when they were 3-0 up.
He wasn't mean to him, he was just exasperated at the situation. He wasn't angry at his mind.
Maybe he'd still be at Barcelona if he'd scored that goal, Ousmane Dembele, you never know.
Yeah.
Well, okay. All right. Well, so they're going to win the league, which means Liverpool aren't going to win the league. But we put them as second place. Why second place? Why not first place for Liverpool, huh?
Partly it's just whether Messi goes or not, City have got a point to prove again. So I reckon they'll be completely on it. And Liverpool, like, just before lockdown and then since, they've been a bit up and down, just a bit flat. They've just drawn a few games, lost a few games, and it's not quite as perfect as it was. And I just think maybe, you know, it's hard. It's much harder to do it the second season.
Is this something psychological? I mean, is it once you've got mission accomplished?
In the psychological realms here, yeah.
Yeah,
very much in the psychological realm. As a fan, Johnny, I mean, you Liverpool get a lot of energy from their fans. You know, some people have said, you know, without a crowd at Anfield, I mean, you know, will they be without that 12th man? I mean, what will happen then?
What will happen? Well, yeah, I mean, I actually put them third. I didn't even put them second.
But that's I put them third as well.
Yeah.
Okay, guys. All right. Well.
Well, I actually think they. Yeah, I'd agree with Jasper. They haven't been good for now quite a long time.
Quite a long time.
Yeah, but it's hard to say because.
Oh, in terms of months, I guess you're actually right because we've had the old lockdown.
Yeah.
They haven't actually been very good.
Make wild statements like for 8 months they've been mediocre.
And are they not bringing anyone in? Because if they're not bringing anyone in...
Are they trying to get Thiago? But they might lose Wijnaldum.
They've got cover at left back. They bought some bloke.
I don't care about those.
Some Greek guy.
I wonder...
I'm talking a first team signing. If they got
anything. I wonder if teams like them doing mediocre is more... Like, is it because teams have worked them out a little bit? Because it seems like sometimes they...
It was that they'd already won the league.
Hey? Yeah, I guess. But like the what was the last game that just happened?
Arsenal Community Shield.
Yeah. It just seems like if you go narrow, they just do crosses. Mm. And then if you can deal with crosses, then you tend to be all right.
Okay.
That is true. And that's why Thiago would be good, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay. Third place, Manchester United.
What? Oh, that's because Luke put them first, probably.
I didn't put Manchester United. Manchester United.
Oh, I had them third, actually. I've just
I had Chelsea third.
So. I had them fourth.
Well, this is an average for you, fellas.
Probably because I've got Chelsea.
Tom, have you done the tape?
And so that probably took.
No, I didn't do one.
What do you think about Man United being third?
I think.
Thomas isn't allowed to have opinions.
I think top four.
He's a non-biased presenter.
I like the look of Van de Beek. I think he's good. And Fernandes was pretty sick. But the question is, you know, is Oli any good? You know, that's the question.
He's got a nice smile.
He does have a nice smile.
He's got a nice smile enough, you know.
They're linked to the... what's the Leipzig defender called?
Hang on. No. Forget that. Dean Henderson then has gone to Manchester United.
Well, he's already there, wasn't he?
Yeah,
Sheffield United.
Well, I think he's still going to play. What's his name?
David.
David.
But you know, I think he's. Do you think he's just brought him in to give De Gea a bit of impetus to get better?
Well, I think De Gea needs to go, to be honest.
Because they need to get De Gea's value back up to like the 400 million it was at when he was supposedly the best keeper of all time, and then jump ship.
Okay. We can't talk about Man United without talking about the large Greek elephant in the room. Otto_Wolf, what do you think Harry Maguire meant by fuck Greek civilization when he was being arrested?
Fuck the Greek civilization.
Yeah, when he was being arrested. What do you think that means?
Well, I think he's obviously... Harry Maguire's not a stranger to, you know, modern philosophy and its history. And he's kind of seen the roots of our legal system kind of bound in the values of the polity. And he doesn't like it. He wants to fight it. So he's gone to Greece and he's told him what for.
And is he talking about ancient Greece?
I think so.
Is he talking about the modern day Greek civilization? Is that something? No.
I think he's talking about the theology passed down to the Romans and then through that passed to the European. He's looking at the current migrant crisis and he's seeing it's links in the rights of man as enshrined
while he was being dragged out of a taxi.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Jasper, you've been a coach. You've coached a team at the highest level. It's a tough decision for Ollie. What do you do in the situation? Are you found guilty in a court of law, and yet Greece is obviously corrupt?
I think you back him. I think you back him. He's come out and denied like anything, hasn't he? Hasn't apologised.
Yeah.
So I think. It can only be solved with the Man United versus the Greek national team match.
I don't think we should tar all of Greece in with the Greek police and judiciary.
It is all very strange, isn't it? The whole thing, to be honest.
Yeah. Well, apparently, also, like, they didn't give his, like, they, like, rushed his court proceedings through really quickly.
So
his lawyer wouldn't have time to actually look over any of the evidence.
Yeah, he was found guilty in like half a day after. I mean, yeah.
So what is the beef here? Have they done that because they realised the police fucked up and they have to? I don't know. I mean, what's going on? I mean, why do this to Maguire? You know, what have they got to gain from it?
Just fuck games, you know. Everyone loves fuck games, including the police and the judiciary.
Fair enough. Yeah.
And I bet Harry Maguire kind of secretly is like, you just got to put your hands up and be like, good fuck games and good fuck games, because he also appreciates that, but obviously outspoken, he can't.
So, is there going to be a U-turn here from Gareth Southgate then? That's the other question. I mean, Johnny, as an England fan, you know, to your core, I mean, do you want some kind of flip-floppy U-turning Southgate, or do you want a principled man in charge of the national side?
I suppose it doesn't really matter for the games coming up too much. Because it's like, we're playing Iceland, aren't we? So it's like...
Oh, fuck me, I'm going to pick it
principled first.
When England fans spoke like that once before...
Don't mention that.
Sure. We need everyone we can get. Yeah, I think it's fine to leave him out for a game. I mean, because he has just been convicted, but...
Mm.
See what.
Why is he even captain anyway? I just feel like there are more experienced players, aren't there? Is there not?
What, in Man United?
No, well, in both of them, really.
Has to be.
Well, he's not England captain. That's England captain Harry Kane.
Oh, yeah.
He was England captain, wasn't he? I thought there was a story about him having his captaincy rescinded.
Man United captain.
Man United he kept, because the story was that he kept his captaincy for Man United. I thought he lost it for him.
Oh, yeah, maybe he is. Okay.
Kane injured.
You can tweet us at Pilot Pundits. Is Harry Maguire England captain?
Maybe he's vice captain or something.
While you're there, don't forget to subscribe to us on SoundCloud and Spotify. That was the one I was meant to be excited about. We're on Spotify now.
And the Patreon's going to be up and running soon for everyone who wants to pay for our running costs, which are high.
Man United third, maybe. Here's one for you. Fourth place, Arsenal. Who saw that coming?
I think I skewed this one, lads.
Okay, tell us why.
Right, I put them second.
Wow.
Tell us why.
Well, I was thinking it's going to be a season of, it's going to be an anticlimactic season of flops, and Man City are going to not flop, and it's going to be Farmers League type situation.
Okay.
And Liverpool are going to flop massively, psychological problems, as we've already talked about.
Mm-hmm.
Man United are going to flop, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer's not that good. And Arsenal are going to flop, still a
flop
bit,
in second.
But flop, like, do you know how they flopped? You know when Tottenham came second and Leicester won the league?
Oh, yeah.
They're going to flop in that way, you know, like, nobody's going to be happy with it, but they are going to come
second. Like, Arsenal for Christmas.
If Arsenal comes, you're saying Arsenal are going to come second, but none of their fans are going to be happy.
Well, no, they'll be doing really well. They'll be toe-to-toe with Man City until about Christmas, and then they'll flop, and then they'll come second.
Okay.
So how are they going to do this? Just...
Bag a man's gonna bag some man, aka goals. Sabeos is gonna run the midfield.
Willian.
And I feel like their defence is now if the two new defenders are good, rock solid, and they're going to be grinding out. They got two new centre backs.
Gabriel Magalhães.
Gabriel and another guy who apparently and is good.
Pablo Marie.
I watched a Twitter thread. I read a Twitter thread looking at all of his stats, the new defender, and he is not that good, but if he refines some things, he's going to be really good. You know, it's like on those tables, you know, when they have those things when you want to be top right corner to be the best.
Oh, yeah.
He's always bottom right corner, which shows that he tries a lot.
Is he like a David Luiz?
Well, yeah, kind of that kind of style. Like, he does a lot of, like, big passes.
Just what just, like, not that need.
Just another David Luiz.
Really good in the air. He has one of the best aerial challenge rates in Europe.
Jasper, as a coach, I mean, Mikel Arteta, he's taken to this coaching job like a duck to water somewhere.
Yes.
Everyone's saying it. We're all thinking it.
Yeah, he reminds me a bit of my first coaching job.
Right.
First few results weren't great, but the playing style was there, and he had faith in it, a bit like I did. And then, you know, Community Shield.
Two trophies under his belt as well, FA Cup, yeah.
You've got to trust the system, and he trusts the system.
Okay.
He trusts the system, and he's giving Arsenal, like, it shows that they can kind of do it, a lot of those, like, what's his name? Xhaka looks really good whenever I've seen him.
Xhaka just needs the right kind of man management, I think.
And Mikel is that man.
And what about the Ozil situation?
What the fuck is the Ozil situation? Does he want to go?
Nobody knows.
Everyone hates him even more because he refused to take a pay cut during coronavirus.
Oh, yeah.
So everyone really, all the Arsenal fans, well, some Arsenal fans defend him about it, but, yeah.
But Arsenal were dicks, weren't they? They cut loads of...
Everyone was angry about that.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, well... Chelsea will be angry if all of their money they've splurged in the transfer market comes to nothing. They've spent many millions of pounds. Werner, Chilwell, Ziyech, Havertz is coming as well for 70 million.
Ziyech is really good as well.
Johnny,
they are a good team.
Johnny, you know, we've seen it before. You know, it's just because you spent money doesn't mean you can't just buy success. What about, you know, other stuff that makes a team good?
What, like psychology? I mean, I put them as second, I think. I think they're going to do well because I feel like they've got a good basis of a team. But anyway, you bring in a new signing, they can just improve that squad.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like they'll be pretty solid.
Quite vulnerable at the back last season. The most goals conceded out of any team in the top 10.
All right. Well, I didn't know that.
That probably changes your prediction, right?
But then Chilwell will sort that all out. Probably all from the left.
To be fair, they didn't actually have a good left back, so.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll put Kante back in defensive mid and let the others play.
Yeah.
I just think it'll take them a bit of a while to gel, and that'll take them up to very top places.
That's why I've put them ninth.
I put them fourth.
Yeah, you skewed it considerably.
I'm sorry.
Johnny had them as second, Luke had them as third, and Jasper, you had them as fourth. But
I think it's going to be a lot of fart and no shit.
And Frank Lampard will be down the toilet by Christmas.
Exactly. He's
flushed away.
Oh, actually,
your first second.
Let's just quick fire prediction. First sacking, Otto.
Well, Frank Lampard.
Jasper.
Whoever Brighton have.
you can tweet us.
Brighton, who are your manager? We know you're listening.
Johnny, first sacking.
I was saying David Moyes. I think he's going to go.
Okay,
that's a fair one. To be fair,
And
then hired again in 2 years' time.
What, by West Ham again? That brings us to Tottenham. They are the sixth place team.
We didn't do fifth place team, did we? Oh, Chelsea, right. Chelsea. With
that, there's the Mourinho. Everyone's seen that clip of the documentary on Amazon where he is listening to the news about himself and tells it to fuck off and turns the TV off.
It's powerful, isn't it?
Yeah. Past it.
Can I just say the fact that he's listening to the radio on a TV is like really makes me quite angry.
Oh, I don't know if it was the radio. I mean, yeah.
No. It was listening to the radio. He turned it off on the TV.
I was it?
Made me really angry. Sorry.
I've been watching the documentary, and I mean, obviously they're not showing everything. But it seems his coaching style is just to insult the players until they do better.
Mm-hmm. So that would make sense.
I think they're going to do really well this year.
I mean, yeah, I back him, to be fair. I reckon.
I think players, you know, players aren't the old generation anymore. The old generation could take a slap on the face and take that as motivation. These new players, they need a new brand of motivation. Yeah. It's because they didn't get brought up being hit by their parents with a bell.
They're going to crumble into a weeping mess.
But he normally does
hit his children.
Huh? What?
Does Mourinho hit his children, do you think?
Definitely, 100%.
Yeah, allegedly.
I think he does well in his second season. I think they could get top four.
Yeah. It's just funny watching the program because it's like all he seems to do is be like, we need to win, we need to change the mentality, have confidence. And then that seems to be his main thing.
Yeah, when I was watching the Sunderland documentary, it was a similar vibe.
Yeah.
You just realise like the stuff they say in those press match post interviews is actually how they think.
Yeah.
Like they just don't think that much. It's just like, it was great to get 3 points here, but we're just going to think about the next one.
Have they bought any players, Spurs?
You got the old Lo Celso, but he was way back, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, Mourinho can't really deal with that,
Doherty, right back from
what?
Oh, yeah.
Apparently, interesting thing about Doherty, his transfer to Tottenham has completely shifted the power dynamics in the Irish league. Because the team that sold Doherty have a 10% sign-on thing, like sale-on, so they get 1.5 mil, which is like absolutely masses of money in the Irish league. So now they're like the new Man City of the Irish league.
That's a good stat.
You'll have to keep us updated as to how that story develops throughout the season.
Finn Harps in the Irish league on FIFA doesn't have a striker, so...
Pierre-Emile Højbjerg, centre mid.
Oh, yeah.
His name's very... I'm so sure you're going to say Aubameyang. It's quite a good, like, red herring starting that name. Bit of a delay.
And the signing that I'm really excited about, Joe Hart on a free.
No excitement here.
to Tottenham?
Yeah, Tottenham, yeah. Wow.
Is he going to play
whatever he wants?
Maybe he wants him to shout at some players for him.
Or shout at some ball boys.
Shouting, doesn't he?
Yeah.
He loves shouting and chewing gum. That's his whole thing.
So do you disagree with that, Tottenham being in sixth place then, chaps? I mean, you chose it.
I had them in sixth place. So I did not.
I put them in sixth as well.
I think I actually did put them in sixth as well.
There you go. A bit of...
the only thing we're consistent of. Consistent on them.
Where Luke put them? Let's have a look. Luke did not put them in... Luke put them in sixth. Johnny, wow. You put them in fifth, Johnny.
Oh, I thought I put Leicester in fifth.
Shit, maybe you did. There could have been errors in this.
Oh. Actually, I've put them in seventh on my list.
Wait. Don't question that. Let's not to go too deep into this because there could be other errors in the table. I don't want to. All right, let's do some more quick fire predictions. Johnny, golden boot.
Messi, obviously, no doubt.
Silver boot, Johnny.
What's that? The assist or the?
No, I'm just saying if Messi doesn't go.
Oh,
to
if Messi doesn't come through. Aubameyang.
Things Messi doesn't actually score that many goals anymore.
What are you on about?
It's true. It's true.
Didn't he score like 40s or something last
year? No, he had like over 40 goal in like either assist. If you add his assists and goals, he still has a similar numbers. But he doesn't score as much. He still scores a lot.
You can win the Golden Boot with 18 goals.
Yeah, well, yeah. Did Vardy win it?
I think so. Yeah.
You didn't get that many.
Should I see how many goals Messi scored?
Yeah, low 20s, wasn't it?
All right, so if he's not going to get the Golden Boot, then I'll tell who is.
No, I do think Messi.
Oh, you do?
But I'm just...
okay.
Yeah, but I was just like, I don't know. Yeah, he's got 25 goals. Obviously, that is a lot.
That would have won this year, probably.
Jasper, throwing a wild card there?
A wild card for the Golden Boot is Rashford.
Whoa. Okay.
Yeah, but like compared to, he scored 36 last season. If he does anything like that, then he's going to win it for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But this season he did decrease his numbers of goals. Sorry.
No, it's cool.
I have to barrel in there with the stats. The one show more. Can't go on. Adequate stats are in.
One more quick fire prediction. Player of the year, Johnny.
Over the Messi.
Yes.
Why aren't we allowed to say Messi? Yeah.
It's boring.
It will almost definitely be breakthrough year for
Danny
Dele Alli. Going to turn it on this year.
Sorry, who?
Dele Alli.
That's not a breakout season. He broke out and now he's come back in.
He broke out, he went straight back into it.
Yeah, and then he's going to break out again.
He's already broken out.
The second breakout.
If you break out of your house, it's broken, so you got to fix
impressive.
It.
So there's nothing more impressive than breaking out a second time.
Broken out before,
so he's just going to come back out through the hole he already made.
He's broken out of prison. He's gone back into prison. They've reinforced his cell because they know what he's going to do. Most and then he still breaks out.
Men, especially if you've broken out of prison.
Okay. Really fair enough. Okay. At this point, I would say let's have a little pause from predictions and ease our predictive brains with a quiz. But I don't know if
I've got a quiz. I just came up with one very quickly. It's all based on one question.
Okay.
We can do it until we're bored.
Wow.
One question until we're bored.
It's quite interesting, actually. It makes you feel better about the state of transfers today. Looking at transfers and their value when they were made and then their value today when you adjust it for inflation.
Ah, cool. Whoa. Okay, I'm up for that. Yeah, I'm up for that.
So the first one, I have no idea. It's one in like 1992, so we won't do that because it's not very fun.
This is essentially just an economics question for all you listening at home.
But there's one person...
If you're not a football fan, but you know an economics expert, get them to the... Get them to the speaker or the headphone right now, and use your call a friend. Yeah, phone a friend. Do they phone a friend still on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Because you could.
Just, they have a new one as well, though. They have an extra one.
You could just internet it, couldn't you?
I think they do, but it's
all friend doesn't stay in the studio room. Yeah.
Hey.
I think the friend is backstage.
Oh, okay.
Because otherwise, yeah, it'd be very easy.
It'd be a bit shit, wouldn't it? Yeah.
Sorry. When Cristiano Ronaldo transferred to Man United in 2009, or maybe 2010, in that season. Huh?
Who?
Cristiano Ronaldo.
Who's that?
CR7. He was sold for £84.6 million. How much more do you think his value would be now when you adjust it for inflation?
What would it be if it was now?
Yeah.
Is this just a start shouting numbers as fast as you can, man?
Yeah. Maybe this is a really bad quiz question.
120 million.
152 million.
Maybe I should have done like higher or lower. Oh, wait, I've looked it down.
We could try and do the top
100 and... 37 million.
I'm going to tell you the answer. And now I'm going to change the questions after this one. 195 million.
Yes! Whoa. Take the upper bound.
All right, so Thomas gets the point for that one.
See, now you can use...
Wait.
I reckon I'll pick three different players.
Yeah, but I'm gonna pick players, and you're gonna tell me which one. Okay. I did it. I came up with that. That's why I was changing it. Don't worry. Shut up. That was a taster question to let you get a feel for what's going on.
How big inflation is.
All right. Let's take. Apparently, my internet connection is unstable, so I apologize. So let's do Rio Ferdinand from Leeds to Man United.
That was a big one at the time.
Shall I tell you how much they went for at the time? What year?
No, maybe just.
No, I don't think so. I think that's part of the year.
Yeah.
Okay. No, I think it would still be fun. So Rio Ferdinand. 2002 to 2003 for that doesn't make any sense.
Wasn't it 30 million?
There's something about this table that seems a bit odd, but we're ploughing anyway. And we won't let that deter us. All right, Rio Ferdinand for 41 million in 2002. Fernando Torres. From Liverpool to Chelsea for 52 million. And Zinedine not that one. Sorry. Shh. There are loads of players, I have no idea who they are. And Neymar from Santos to Barcelona, so not the Barcelona, so PSG, for 79 million in 2013-2014.
Okay, so what do we have to do?
You have to rank, so you have to go first, second, third.
In terms of the lump, okay.
Whoever's worth the most.
Rio, Neymar, Torres, I reckon.
All right, Johnny, nice. Thomas?
Shit.
He looks proud of himself, though. I think he's fooled me.
Neymar. Rio. Torres.
Yeah, mine's the same as Tom.
I regret to inform you that Jasper and Thomas, you only got one right.
Huh.
Johnny, you got all three, baby. Amazing.
Johnny, you do have an economics A-level.
That's true, economics A-level. So does Jasper, though.
Oh,
so.
Yeah, that's a good point, actually.
All right, I'll do one more.
That shows you that A-levels don't matter.
Yeah.
So don't worry if your grades got downgraded this year, if you're listening.
Okay, so...
Although none of them were.
None of them were in the end.
David Beckham from Man United to Real Madrid for 33 million in 2004. Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too. Dennis Bergkamp for 8 million.
Whoa.
In 1993 from Ajax to Inter Milan. Or Luis Suarez from Liverpool to Barcelona for 73 million.
In which year?
In, you tell me, you're the Liverpool fan.
He's a snake.
Yeah, the year of the snake, aka 2014-2015.
Once a snake, just forget the snake.
It's a snake forever.
Okay, Beckham Suarez. No, Beckham Suarez Bergkamp.
All right.
I think Beckham, Bergkamp, Suarez.
Alright.
Bergkamp, Beckham, Suarez.
Whoa.
Bergkamp, Beckham. Johnny's got all three, right?
Oh! Oh, yes.
Again. I think, Thomas, you got one right. Justin, you got none.
Hey. I should be like, I wasn't Suarez last.
Did you put Suarez last?
Yeah.
Yeah, Suarez is last.
Oh, fuck.
So like, maybe you got none then, Thomas.
I went for Beckham, Suarez, Bergkamp.
It was Beckham, Bergkamp, Suarez, so you got one right.
Oh, thank the Lord.
Ah, great. I think this is quite a... This is not very good.
This is good.
I don't think they're very good questions. All right, should we do one more?
Okay.
Or we can not do them, if you want.
No, let's do one more. One more, come on. If they've made it this
far... It's quite interesting looking at, like, the values of, like, really old players, what they would be now.
Mm.
Like,
Sorry, go on.
The most expensive player in today's money was a player that went to Gianluigi Vialli, who went to Juventus for 14.8 mil in 1992.
Yeah, this is a good point, you know, because I was looking the other day at the top grossing films of all time. Mm. And obviously, if you look at the list, it's obviously bullshit because it's just the latest Avengers and Star Wars film.
Yeah, but it's actually Titanic, isn't it?
I can't remember. It might even be Gone with the Wind or something. But if you look at the actual adjusted for inflation list, it's a much, you know, better representation of the history of cinema. You know.
Well, Italy, back to football. In the 90s, Italy had all the money, didn't they?
Yeah, no, yeah. Because of the mafia.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm a big believer in adjusting for inflation.
Yeah, I'm a big believer in adjusting for inflation.
Hmm.
Okay, so let's go for let's do Jurgen Klinsmann from Inter to AS Monaco for 6.3 million in 1992. Paul Ince.
Mm.
No. Don't ignore
the roller coaster this week.
Dimitar Berbatov from Spurs to Man United for 34 million in 2008.
That's 2008.
And Michael Owen from Real Madrid to Newcastle for 22 million in 2005. So you got Berbatov. I can't remember. Jurgen Klinsmann.
Klinsmann.
And Michael Owen.
Klinsmann, Berbatov, Owen. With a high degree of confidence.
Klinsmann, Owen, Berbatov.
Johnny, put us to shame again. Go on.
I feel like I'm just going to do it different to what you're doing. Berbatov, Klinsmann, Owen.
Oh, Johnny, he's done it again!
He's a genius.
Treble, treble.
You must get extra points for a treble, treble.
I think Thomas and Jasper, you got nothing.
Fuck you.
Wow.
I really want to go one more time just to see if Johnny can keep his streak going.
Johnny, what was it?
Berbatov, Klinsmann, Owen.
Jenny, you're
this skill must be there must be some way I can monetize this.
Yeah,
it's amazing. You can go in this thing all the way down to the cheapest player, who was £450 original value and now £825 just improved inflation.
Oh, that's a really good quiz. How's the table looking?
Shout out to totallymoney.com/content/transfer-index/data for the information for that quiz.
Other player value comparison site. So
we don't have to do that.
Oh yeah.
Raj, for a shout out to the boys who helped. They all chipped in, helped out.
No, well done, lads. Like for a like, follow for a follow.
TotallyMoney.com. Hit us up, man.
Speaking of following, don't forget to follow In Airplane Repair on your podcast provider. Unless you get your podcast from somewhere.
Do you get your podcast? Are we on Spotify?
We're on Spotify now, but if you don't have Spotify or Apple Music, then you have to listen on SoundCloud, I'm afraid.
I didn't realise you're on Spotify. I'll start listening to us again.
But let's say a special thank you to listener Henry Soothill, who disclosed to me and Johnny at the pub the other day.
He'd actually
listened to one of our recent episodes.
Oh, yeah. Why?
Don't know.
Like the awkwardness, he said.
Yeah.
So, awkwardness.
Henry, if you're listening to this one.
Thank you. We're not awkward.
I hope we're nice and awkward for you. So what's the league standings in the quiz?
I don't know. I remember Johnny was actually in the lead, so he's going to be soaring ahead.
I haven't done it for a few weeks.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, shut up, Jasper.
It doesn't matter.
Can you adjust it for appearances?
Good. If a football team just don't play four of the matches in a season, it's not like everyone's like, oh, we'll adjust for that team.
Johnny, do you want to talk? Yeah, exactly.
If you don't show up, though, you can't score goals.
Yeah. You miss every shot of the games you don't actually turn up to.
That's right.
Yeah. You don't concede.
Yeah. Have you seen Oxford's away kit? Sorry, is orange?
Yeah, I thought it's because the old Headington United was orange.
Ah, it's a bit of heritage there.
Yeah, but then it also seems if you're playing like a team with a yellowy orange, you're screwed, aren't you?
Maybe we got a third kit?
There might not be any teams that play in yellowy orange.
Okay. Oh, Otto, as well, could you predict who you think is going to win this season's quiz? Standing table thing as well. While we're in the spirit of prediction.
Well, if I want to just give a quick bit of analysis, if Jasper turns up every week, I see him taking it home. But if he continues his kind of like tumultuous attendance record, then Johnny is soaring ahead in these times. I think he's really filled the void that Jasper's left behind in the quiz space of the person who actually knows something.
Mm.
And Johnny's gone from village idiot to village quiz computer.
Yeah,
How?
Save it for a documentary. I'll make a documentary about it. So.
You might have to be introduced as the economics expert of the pod.
Yeah.
Inflation, adjusted for inflation expert. All of your inflation queries. Okay.
Cool.
Are you going to give us a table or are we just going to... That's it.
Oh, sorry. Luke on 61, but he's thinking about Aguero, big old fat face, and he's a cheating nerd. Thomas is 66.
Fuck.
Jasper is 70, but thought about quite a few of the answers. And Johnny is just on a nice, clean 78.
Whoa!
Street to him.
Wow, I have to tune in next time to see if Jasper can reclaim his crown. But, okay. We have to go through the rest of our fucking table.
We barely got to anywhere.
Leicester in seventh place. Anyone disagree with that?
Yeah, I disagree with that. I put them 11th. No, 10th.
Put them in 6th.
I had them 8th.
It's hard to say with Leicester, isn't it? Because it's like they are actually quite good, but I feel like everyone else has got better. Like they were good last year when the rest were doing badly.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as they got better again, they just slipped out.
Mm-hmm. Does Brendan Rodgers have a bit of like a drop-off thing where he brings players, gets them really excited about his new like system, and then players kind of start to lose their enthusiasm for him?
Yeah, I think you would definitely lose enthusiasm.
So, I don't know.
Madison, I think he'll have wanted a big move. Chilwell, his best mate, went and he won't be left there.
Yeah.
What does that do to psychology when your best mate leaves?
You're lonely. Yeah, you're lonely.
We have actually put Leicester above Wolves, though, in 8th place.
I didn't.
I didn't.
I put them very low. I see this as a flop year for Wolves.
So how have they ended up there then?
Well, they're going to flop.
No, no, but I mean, what? Why?
Might I say more?
I had them seventh.
Yeah.
I didn't do the math there, too.
But I've got them seventh. Good
10,
on you, Jasper,
mate.
10, 11.
Okay. So somebody must have made Leicester, really flopped Leicester then.
I put Leicester 10th.
Yeah, you've really affected Leicester's score there.
How have I affected it that much? I'm just one man. I didn't even put them that low. I put them 10th.
Johnny, can you adjust the scores for us?
I don't do that. It's only inflation.
If Otto didn't put them 10th, where would they be?
It's impossible to say, Jesper.
Okay, Leeds in their first season in the Premier League are going to finish. What is that, 9th? I mean, what is that?
Wow.
1, 2.
I skewed that one big time.
7, 8, 9. Tell us about why they're going to finish there.
Who?
Leeds.
No, who do you
want
to
tell?
Who's
telling you? Lee, Otto, you've got such faith in them. Tell us.
I actually put them 5th. I think they're gonna be edged out of the Champions League spots by Man United and goal difference. That was my good in their messages actually. I think Bielsa is gonna just wreak havoc on the league. They're not gonna know what hit him. Nobody's ever gonna have seen that level of work rate, tactical ingenuity. Sectioning off of the pitch into 8 different segments and dominating each segment. Bielsa has got it down, you know. He's a genius.
It's no longer a game of attacking thirds. It's attacking eighths.
There's a long saying, which is struggle in the Championship to come first. Absolutely boss it in the Prem.
Like with Norwich.
Norwich. Sheffield United. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, no, it's gone.
Oh, it's just like Sheffield United. I think they're going to do that kind of season.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because United could have gotten Champo for a little while. Pre lockdown, they were looking on.
Bit of a curveball here in 10th place. Anyone want to guess who we put in 10th place?
Everton.
Southampton in 10th place.
I put them up pretty high.
Why? Yeah. Why, guys? Why? Why?
They've got the new Klopp.
They had him last year.
Yeah, but it's still got him.
They came 11th or 10th last year. I looked at last year's table and just.
Yeah. I think they had the 9-1 defeat, and then since then have actually done pretty well.
Yeah.
And did very well. Yeah.
They're a bit of a dark horse team where people have kind of forgotten about them.
To be honest, I didn't do this, but you should really be taking into account teams' lockdown form, shouldn't you?
Like post-lockdown form, you mean?
Oh, yeah.
That's good. Yeah, because that's like lots of the starting of the game.
That was all I took into account.
Yeah, I might have to adjust.
Okay.
So you'll see, Leeds will be in 5th then, mate. Once you do the calculations.
Carlo Ancelotti, manager of great prestige, leading Everton to 11th place. Is that good enough for Everton, Johnny? As an Everton fan, you know what do you think about?
As an Everton fan, I wouldn't even see the point of watching football. It's just like
also an Everton fan who's they've just signed James Rodriguez.
Yeah, but they get excited every year and then end up back in the same place.
I think James Rodriguez is a step above Moist Keane.
Everton fans, tweet us.
No change at Everton for the last...
Tweet us, who would you start, Sigurdsson or James Rodriguez?
Both of them.
Oh, 2 number 10s.
Yeah, the Brendan Rodgers.
Okay, let's move on. Sheffield United. We got them in the old 12th place. Anyone want to say anything about that? Nope. Okay. Burnley, 13th. Wow. Another great year for Sean Dyche.
Honestly, it is though, isn't it?
It is.
Every year he keeps them up, he deserves a knighthood for every year.
And that knighthood is going to get 1 year closer.
Did you say Moyes would be the first to go, because surely Eddie Howe's going to walk into the first job that comes away.
Depending on the type of team. I don't think West Ham would get Eddie Howe.
Oh, I wouldn't want
I think they would.
I think West Ham are like, they go for a manager that they feel like should manage a big team.
Like David Moyes.
Yeah, because David Moyes feels like he should manage. He does, though, because he managed Man United and shit.
You know, he managed Man United and it was shit.
I think they would have done that, but then the re-getting David Moyes was an acceptance there.
Yeah, that was maybe an acceptance. I don't know. It feels like, if it's like Southampton, then they definitely get Eddie Howe.
Yeah, but Austrian Klopp's going nowhere.
Yeah.
Crystal Palace in 14th place. You know what I was thinking about? Wilf Zaha the other day, and I thought, Wilf, where was that big that big money move? Never happened. Will it never now not happen ever? Is it possible?
So Harry in my hands, he's a Palace fan. He says Wilf wants to go, but clubs don't really want to pay the big money that Palace want. So it's a bit of a...
Yeah. He's worth too much to Palace, isn't he, than what he's actually worth?
Exactly.
Okay.
So he's got a catch-22, isn't
he? If he was clever about it, he would reduce his how good he was.
Yeah.
He kind of did that this year, though. He wasn't that good.
Yeah. Well, he should do it more, clearly, because it hasn't worked.
Mm. The Zaha scenario, we should just call it, if ever.
Roy could go, actually. Palace had an awful end of season.
Yeah, and I think they're probably waiting for an excuse to get
him. And then they'll get Eddie Howe.
Ooh,
that's a good shout. And then he'll get Zaha playing mad. He'll excite him like nothing else.
West Bromwich Albion, 16th place.
Slaven Bilic.
Slaven.
Back in the bridge. Back in the prem. Kieran Gibbs, back in the prem.
Keep going, it sounds like a rap.
They've got a load of like Premier League C-list celebs all coming back in the Prem. Yeah.
Although Gary retired, didn't he? R.I.P. Yeah.
I like
Chris Brunn back in the Prem. Hasn't
he retired? I thought he's still going.
I think Chris Brunn, he bleeds WBA.
He used to be a Wednesday, actually.
Chris Brunt, if you Google Chris Brunt, he's not even famous enough to be the first thing on Google. It's someone at the London School of Economics who's just like a philosopher of medicine. Shame on you, Chris
Brunt. Maybe it's the same guy.
Newcastle United, 7th place, which means...
17th.
They're staying up.
Steve Bruce, masterclass again. No big takeover.
Luke put them as second bottom. Ooh.
I was close to putting them bottom, to be honest.
Johnny, you put them highest.
What is the team that I've added? Cardiff. Are Cardiff not in the Prem this season?
They're not in the Prem, mate. They
haven't been for a while now.
I put them bottom of the table.
I think
they're gonna struggle.
They are going to struggle in the Premier.
I don't see them picking up many points in the Prem this season.
You got a championship squad though, it's hard.
Wait, but you're not even playing in the same league.
I forgot to mention Fulham, I think. I put them as 15th. They're 15th, actually. We haven't
15th.
Got 15th.
Nice. Well in, lads. Well in.
When did you put the motto?
8th. Just above Chelsea.
Hang on, let's have a look at that, because Fulham, Johnny.
Fulham and Chelsea are going to be battling it out all season.
Johnny, you put them bottom.
Hopscotch in each other.
Yeah.
Johnny put them bottom, Jasper, you put them second from bottom, and Luke put them a little bit higher up. So, really, they were.
Johnny to explain himself?
Have you re signed Fosse Mensah yet?
Fuck off, I hate Fosse Mensah so much. Are we actually trying to buy him?
No, I just made it up. Okay. That's the kind of thing you do, isn't it?
I hate him so much. We haven't brought any players, which is good, because then we can't be disappointed when we go back down. but Johnny, can I get some... I just want to...
Well, I mean, last time, they just were bottom, played awful.
We came second bottom.
Came through the playoffs. I feel like they weren't... Were they actually that good last year in the championship?
They seem to
do well in playoffs.
Yeah, we're going to get relegated.
And then not do well in the Premier League.
But I almost feel like when you have no pressure, as we do now, that is the perfect environment to excel.
Yeah, but I don't know. But then, like, lots of teams where they haven't done anything, like, because Cardiff did that, we're kind of expecting to go down, and then we're just bottom of the league and quite happy about
it. Yeah, that's true.
I'm going to have to dash in a second, guys. Sorry.
Where are you going?
Can I ask the championship question quickly?
Yeah.
Wednesday, we're starting the season minus 12 points.
Ooh.
Can you survive? Can you thrive?
Yeah.
So how many points do you need to stay up then? Like,
I think you only need about mid-60s.
You were more than 12 points ahead.
Yeah, we would have stayed up this year.
Yeah, why didn't they give it then? Because that's why everyone was stressing out about it.
Yeah, because then it would have been dodgy, because it wouldn't have been a penalty, really.
Because last game of the season, you kind of fucked us, because you guys were really trying to win, even though you had nothing to play for, because if you got deducted.
I mean, you still beat us 5-3.
But we had to try.
I was going to...
you went up.
I did have scheduled in this...
Yeah, but a little
mini episode of new rules, cool or not cool, but it'll have to wait until the next episode. Because I think I'm running out of time.
But yeah, Jasper, you guys are getting down, unfortunately. That's it.
So
surely not.
We're relegating West Ham, Brighton and Villa. If you have anything to say about that, tweet us. Do you want to say something about that or two?
No, I was just going to say great predictions.
We will review them at the end of the season. With that... if you've been listening to the In Air Playmate Pair, it's time to say thank you and goodbye from Otto_Wolf.
Thank you. Shout out to Harry Maguire. Sorry about you being in prison. I hope you get out soon and you're not too badly affected by this.
Thank you and goodbye to Jasper Kawaja. Thank you and goodbye.
Thank you. Big shout out to my Instagram pal, Luke. Yeah.
Hope to have you back next time, Luke. And thank you and goodbye to... at the J Doggy Dog.
To be fair, I did hear. Sorry.
Goodbye. Just want to shout out to just all the people in the world, really.
One love, bro. One love. One race, one love.
Stay positive.
And it's goodbye from me. Thank you and goodbye.